Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State claiming responsibility for Saturday night's attacks in London, killing 7 and wounding 48. Pedestrians on the London Bridge were run over by a van, and then 3 men got out of that van, stabbed people in a nearby market. Police responded quickly, and the attackers were shot dead. Here is Prime Minister Theresa May.
We believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face, as terrorism breeds terrorism, and perpetrators are inspired to attack, not only on the basis of carefully constructed plots after years of planning and training, and not even as lone attackers radicalized online, but by copying one another and often using the crudest of means of attack.
The Saturday night assaults came almost 2 weeks after IS claimed one of its suicide bombers killed 22 and wounded 100 in Manchester, England, just after the close of a concert by American singer Ariana Grande. Sunday, Grande and many other performers held a benefit concert for the victims of that attack. Many world leaders have been offering help. Those include U.S. President Donald Trump. 4 Arab states, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain have cut ties with Qatar over terrorism and extremism, Bahrain accusing Qatar of supporting armed terrorist activities in Bahrain. Sunday, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir and his Egyptian counterpart Sameh Shoukry discussed cooperation in fighting terrorism. Speaking in Cairo, the Saudi diplomat said the recent U.S. participation was indicated. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has strongly denied any compromising information about President Trump and said he had only a brief encounter with former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Mr. Putin, speaking here through an interpreter, sat down for an interview with NBC's Megyn Kelly.
You and I personally have a much closer relationship than I had with Mr. Flynn. You and I met yesterday evening. You and I have been working together all day today, and now we're meeting again. When I came to the event for our company, Russia Today, and sat down at the table, next to me there was a gentleman sitting on one side. I made my speech, then we talked about some other stuff, and I got up and left.
Mr. Putin told NBC Sunday with Megyn Kelly he never really spoke with Flynn. Russian leader, referring to compromising material on President Trump, dismissed that any just another load of nonsense. The former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, is expected to testify before the Senate Thursday on whether Mr. Trump tried to get him to back off an investigation into alleged ties between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia. In Syria, U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces seized another major dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State as they advance on the IS-held city of Raqqa. The Ba'ath Dam lies about 20 kilometers upstream from Raqqa. If true, this means the SDF holds all 3 major dams along the vital river. Israel and Senegal have mended diplomatic ties that ruptured after Senegal co-sponsored a UN Security Council resolution in December condemning Jewish settlement construction. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with his Senegalese counterpart in Liberia, on the sidelines of the Economic Community of West African States summit. Nearly 2 weeks after Islamic State-affiliated rebels took over Philippine city of Marawi on Mindanao Island, some 4,000 government troops are still fighting for control of the city. It does not surprise Asia Foundation analyst Stephen Rood.
Part of the trouble is, of course, the very nature of urban warfare. As we've seen in Mosul in Iraq, a small determined group can hold off a much larger opposition force, particularly when they're embedded among civilians.
Rood told VOA the Philippines Army has been trained primarily for jungle, not urban warfare. Estimated 400 militants bolstered by some 40 foreign fighters took Marawi on May the 23rd. Nearly 180 people have been killed. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.